We're good there. So this begins the first of a series of classes on the Chaitanya Bhagavat. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaman Iti Namane Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarane Trinadapi Sunichena Tarad Iva Sahishnuna Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari Hare Nama Hare Nama Hare Nama Eva Kevalam Kalo Nastyeva 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 Gatir Anyata Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So this first reading from the Chaitanya Bhagavat is entitled Srivas Pandit Hides a Brahmachari. The author, Vrindavana Das Thakur, says, all glory to Sri Chaitanya, who is an ocean of all transcendental excellences. All glory to him who is known as Vishvambara. He is the lawgiver for the entire material creation. He is very dear to Sri Nityananda and is the crest jewel of the Brahminical race. All glory to the dearmost devotees of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Vishvambara continued his transcendental activities in Navadvipa, but not everyone could see them. As Sri Vishvambara, the supreme hero, who descends from Vaikuntha, when he went about revealing his pastimes, the sublime joy of the devotees also increased. Vishvambara was accompanied everywhere by his dearmost associate and brother, Nityananda, and they, together with all the devotees, ecstatically relished transcendental mellows. The Lord was always intoxicated, drinking the nectar of his own transcendental name. Every night, he was submerged in the congregational chanting of the Lord's name. But he did so with only his devotees. The non-devotees were disallowed in these kirtans. No one could fathom the Lord's potencies or activities. Envious persons, not being welcome to these special kirtans, went around spreading bad rumors. Someone said, who can be a real Vaishnava in Kali Yuga? All those people are doing this kirtan simply for their eating. Someone else said, if we could tie their hands and feet and throw them into a pond, then we might enjoy some peace and quiet. Yet another said, know one thing for certain, friends, this Nimai Pandit will ruin this entire village. These miscreants tried various means to enter the kirtan hall. They tried to do so while the kirtan was in progress. They even reverted to threatening the devotees. But because their hearts were devoid of any piety, they could not influence the devotees, and so could not participate in the kirtans. Lord Chaitanya performed these nocturnal kirtans, and thus he purified the entire material existence. Many townsfolk desired very much to see these kirtans, and they lamented bitterly upon their exclusion, ascribing the reason to their own great misfortune. Some of them would approach one of the devotees and thus pray to them to first deliver them from their sins and then secretly smuggle them inside the kirtan hall. Nevertheless, the devotees knew that the Lord is the omniscient supersoul and that he would immediately detect any unauthorized person's presence. So out of fear of inviting the Lord's wrath, the devotees refused to take anyone inside. Once, a brahmachari, celibate student, who was very peaceful, honest, and faultless, practicing penances and living only on milk and fruits, wanted to see the kirtan of the Lord. However, the Lord would personally shut the doors so that the non-devotees could not enter. This brahmachari would visit Srivas Pandit every day and repeatedly request him to be allowed into the kirtan. He would say, "If you kindly take me inside your house during the kirtan, then I may feast my eyes on the pundits chanting and dancing. I will be ever grateful to you for this." Finally, one day, Srivas Pandit replied, "I know you to be a good person who spends a sinless life eating only fruits and milk and maintaining strict celibacy. I think you are eligible to see the Lord's kirtan and dancing. But you will have to remain hidden inside the house because the Lord's orders are that no one is to be loud within." Srivas then secretly brought the brahmachari inside, who soon carefully concealed himself. The kirtan started, and the Lord of the 14 worlds, Vishvambara himself, began to dance. Lord Nityananda and Gadadhar Pandit danced around the Lord, while Advaitacharya went dancing hither and thither, floating on waves of joy. Everyone was drowned in the ocean of ecstasy, becoming oblivious to the external world, as the Lord of Vaikuntha, Lord Chaitanya, lost within himself, danced to his devotees singing. The only sound to be heard was the names of the Lord, and that same Lord now manifested all the ecstatic symptoms in unlimited waves of nectar. The omniscient Supreme Lord, Vishvambara, was fully aware of the presence of the brahmachari, even though he had concealed himself. After a short while, the Lord commented, "Today, I do not feel the usual ecstasy while dancing. Can any of you explain this? Maybe someone is hiding inside the house. Please tell me the truth." Srivas Pandit became very afraid. He then said to the Lord, I assure you, there are no atheists or non-believers in this house. There is only a brahmachari, a fully qualified Brahmin, who is sinless, and he drinks only milk and eats only fruits. He had such a strong desire to see you dancing. My lord, you were completely right. Here he is, hiding. This information enraged Lord Chaitanya. Right now, this very moment, take him out of this house. What spiritual sadhana does he possess that enables him to see my dancing? How can he develop devotion to me simply by drinking milk? The Lord dramatically raised his arms and, pointing his finger to make a point, continued, "Just by drinking milk, no one can attain me. Even a low caste dog eater can claim me if he or she takes full shelter of me. Then I accept such a person. A person may be a sannyasi, a renunciant without any worldly attachments, but if one does not surrender to me, then I do not favor him. Tell me, how did Gajendra the elephant, or Hanuman the monkey, or the gopis, the simple milkmaids of Braja, how did they attain me? What great austerities did they perform? Even the demons perform severe penances and austerities, but they are slain because they do not surrender to me. I will not have any milk drinker here polluting everything. I will destroy everything." By now, the brahmachari was trembling with fear. He came out of hiding, thinking, "It has been my great fortune to see what I have seen. But I have also received the commensurate punishment for my misdeed. However, what wonderful dancing and singing I have glimpsed." Vrindavan Das Thakur now comments, "A devotee thinks and feels this way. Being the Lord's servitor, a devotee is always willing to accept all chastisement from the Lord." The brahmachari started to walk out of the house with these thoughts in his mind. These thoughts were, of course, already known to the Lord. The most merciful Lord then had the brahmachari brought back to the house. The Lord placed his lotus feet upon the head of the brahmachari and blessed him. "Do not try to gain power by performing austerities and penances. Instead, render loving devotional service to the Supreme Lord Vishnu, Krishna, for this is the highest of all activities." Thinking constantly about the Lord's causeless mercy upon him, the brahmachari began to weep in joy. The devotees became jubilant and offered their obeisances to the Lord, who then resumed his ecstatic dancing. Vrindavan Das Thakur, the author, now blesses us. "One who hears this wonderful narration will certainly unite with Lord Chaitanya in devotional service. I offer my prostrated obeisances at the feet of that brahmachari who displayed such wonderful devotional understanding in accepting the Lord's chastisement." Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare.